All right, well, my clock is showing 7 o'clock, so we can at least probably get started. And I would like to do that. Remember, we're going to be doing, and keep me reminded too, we're going to be doing all roll call voting today because it is a Zoom meeting and is required. Today is December 14th, 2020. It is 7 o'clock. I am calling to order the Homer Township Board of Trustees Combined Planning and Business Meeting. I would ask the clerk to call the roll, please.
Trustee Fian?
Are we saying the pledge? Are we saying the pledge?
Oh, sorry, guys. Well, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you very much. Before we call the roll call, let's also say our pledge to the flag. I have a little flag here. I hope you all do, too. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic which stands for one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now, will the clerk please call the roll?
Trustee Fan? Trustee Kalis?
Present.
Trustee Cruzek?
Present.
Trustee Olford? Supervisor Myers?
Present. We have a quorum.
And for the record, Jerry Schrammick, attorney.
Thank you, Jerry. And also Kathy Cruzek, our clerk, is present. Hopefully the others are going to join us, or maybe they're having, I'm not sure. Again, as I mentioned, our assessor will not be present. So let's go on. Let's start with number three, our matters from the public. Do we have any input from the floor? Do we have anybody participating in the public input? We'll do it one more time. We did not have any landline phones pre-register, and I'm being told by our moderator that nobody is asking to be recognized, but I don't want to cut anybody off or cut anybody short, so I'm kind of, you know, trying to make sure that everybody hears me. If you wish to be recognized to provide public input, please indicate now by hitting your button or you know, making contact to the moderator. Okay, apparently we do not have any public input this evening. Let's move on to item number four, which is our accounting.
I'll make a motion to approve per discussion.
So we have a motion to approve the November 2020 accounts payable and receivable by Trustee Cruzek. Do I hear
second?
Who am I hearing a second from?
Trustee Kalis.
Okay, and a second by Trustee Kalis. Is there any discussion on the bill?
I understand another, excuse me, I'm sorry, Supervisor, I understand another trustee is present. I'm uncertain who.
Okay.
Is that me, Tom?
Trustee Fian is now present.
Yes, I am. I got in late. Sorry.
No problem. Let the record show that at 7:03, Trustee Fian joined the meeting. Okay, so we had a motion, we had a second, and we're on discussion on the bills. I did have a couple of questions for Commissioner DeVivo. But unfortunately, he's not here to ask. I was curious. I see some expenditures to an organization called the Big Blue Box, indicating two 20-foot standard containers, storage containers, I assume, off-site, it says. So I was just curious what those boxes were for and where they are located, if they are off-site. Also, under White Line Construction Incorporated, there was a bill totaling $58,338. There was a listing for the sidewalk, curb, and gutter in front of Homer Township, one in front of the library, and then it said various other locations. I was curious what other locations, and while we have no objection to the sidewalks being there, I was also curious about their purpose. So I will, I guess I will bring those questions further to Commissioner DeVivo at another time. Does anybody else have any other questions or concerns with the list of bills? Hearing none.
No, those are the same concerns I had, so I'm good.
Oh, you had this. Okay. Okay, Trustee Kalis, you had the same concerns. All right. Will the clerk please call the roll on the motion to approve the bill?
Supervisor Myers?
Yes.
Trustee Kruzek?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Fian?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Then we'll go on to our next item of business, and that is there are no line item transfers. Number 4C, we do have a couple of participants. Well, we have a participant and a request. Our participant is Jacqueline McFedries, who is the volunteer recruitment coordinator for CASA of River Valley. Are you there, Jacqueline? Jacqueline, are you there to participate? Okay. We're not showing any participation from Jacqueline. So I know she wanted to give us an update about volunteer coordinators needed for the program. And so unfortunately, if she's not participating, we can't do that. But she certainly can come to our next meeting. And anybody that would be listening to our meeting tonight, please recognize that the township does has subsidized this program, reimbursing it for some of the services that it does perform. It is a very, very worthwhile program. Their mission is to draw from community resources in order to provide volunteers who advocate for abused and neglected children who are in the court system. And apparently their volunteer numbers are low. Anybody that would like to get involved with this program, please contact our office and we will put you in touch with the program. Next, I would like to go on to a request for funding from the Lockport Fish Food Pantry. We have subsidized the pantry in the past. They're another wonderful organization that it provides for our disadvantaged residents in both Homer and Lockport Township. They are requesting for assistance and reimbursement to provide food pantry items to disadvantaged township residents. They generally see between 20 to 25 Homer families per month, and they are asking for their traditional $1,000 allotment annually or even more if we can spare it during the COVID times. They are seeing an uptick in people coming for food. I will call for a motion from the board.
Trustee Kalis will make that motion.
And that motion is what, Trustee Kalis?
For $1,000.
$1,000, okay. We have a motion from Trustee Kalis. Do I hear a second?
Trustee Kruzek will second.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have Trustee Kruzek first. And is there any discussion on the motion? So we have a motion by Kalis, second by Kruzek. Will the clerk call the roll, please?
Trustee Fian?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Kruzek?
Yes.
Supervisor Myers?
Yes. Motion carries. Again, the Highway Commissioner is not present. However, he has submitted his levy request for the board's certification.
Supervisor Myers, I was just kind of curious. I wish you would be on this issue, because it is a little bit higher than the previous levy, if I'm looking at it correctly.
Yes. Well, I think in order to stay in the proper procedures of the meeting, we would need a motion and a second, and then go into discussion.
Gotcha.
Okay, so...
Motion to approve the levy.
A motion by Cruzek. Do I hear a second?
Kalis will second.
So we have a motion and a second, Cruzek and Kalis, and now we are on discussion. And I agree, I can't answer any of the questions for you, but I do agree, Trustee Kalis, that there is an increase by the submittal of the Highway Commissioner. He is increasing the levy by 3.040%. which equates to approximately $149,890 additionally requested in the tax levy.
My question, Trustee Cruzek, my question is he above the capital index?
The consumer, the CPI?
Yeah, the CPI.
Well, the CPI, according to our records, was 2.3% increase this year. I'm not sure exactly how the statute works. Perhaps Attorney Ceramic could jump in. I know it's generally like 5% or the CPI, and I thought it was whatever's less, sir, but Attorney Ceramic could weigh in, please.
Yeah, that's what it says, is 5% or the CPI, whichever is less.
Okay, so he's under 5% on the increase. Correct.
Is it under 5% or under the CPI, Attorney Ceramic? Question.
Well, it's whichever is less. And
okay.
The CPI, I don't know what that is, but you've indicated it's 2.3, and you've
correct.
Indicated that the increase that he has. And you know, again, you're not to take into account newer additional properties.
And that's true. I'm only going by what he has submitted to the board. He did what he has listed here as a truth in taxation computation. But I notice it is a different computation than what the standard form that I would use to do have been provided by, you know, the county and the, I believe it's the Commerce Commission, where you do take in new growth. I don't see those calculations here. He just very simply shows that from his last levy to this levy, he's asking for a percent of increase of 3.040. I do know, in fact, the CPI was 2.3 because we used it last month for our calculations and verified it. But is his calculations taking into consideration the things that like
new growth?
Right.
Yeah, I don't. Without seeing and having somebody identify it, I can't really say whether it is or it isn't.
Right. Right. Me either. And so. It doesn't show, his levy request also does not show comparisons from the previous levy to, hold on. Is Mike DeVivo, we do have a mic in the audience that's requesting to be recognized. We will try to have the moderator do it, hoping it's Mike DeVivo. If it is not Mike DeVivo, then I'm sorry, the public input portion is over. So do we have Mike DeVivo participating in the meeting?
Yes, that's me.
All right.
I couldn't find it. I had to go to your website, go to the agenda. I just managed. I've been trying for 20 minutes. I'm sorry.
Well, we actually sent you a pamphlet.
Yeah, well, I don't have
an ID last week.
Yeah, I didn't see that on that one. And I sent an email out a little while ago. Never mind, I'm here now. What do we need?
Okay,
so the question, as I understand it right now, is we're working on your levy. And on the levy, you are showing in your truth and taxation computation a percentage of increase from the prior year of 3.040%. And the trustees had questioned the CPI is 2.3%. Is your calculations reflecting the CPI, or is it taking into consideration new growth?
It's taking in consideration new growth. And I got this as just a verbal from the county. I generally go a little higher, and I often get capped. This is a practice I've employed for the previous 16 or 15 levies I've put out. You know, although I may levy a little more, you know, they don't let you, you'll get capped by county. And I don't mind that. It's often $10,000 or $20,000. I get as close as I can.
Yes, I think the question was this in compliance with the truth in taxation that says that it's, I believe it is, you can levy 5% or the CPI, whichever is less. Mike?
No, I always add a little more to capture the new growth. I mean, it's just a practice I've had. And when the cap is calculated, before it's collected, that new growth is added in. That's my
Mike, that's correct on that, because the lesser of the 5% or CPI relates only to existing, not for new growth. And if you estimate new growth, which many times you have to do, and you overshoot it, then it is automatically reduced to the appropriate number.
Yeah, it is capped.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Jerry.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's it. That's all there is to it. Nothing more than that.
Okay. Very good. All right. Mike, I have a question for you.
Sure.
As well. So you have, you did kind of explain some of it, but you do not show in your levy request how much individually for the line items that you levied in 2019. And I see there's an increase of approximately $150,000. It's, you know, $149,890.
I think that's in the truth taxation. Truth in taxation.
Excuse me.
Although it doesn't say what I levied in 2019, in the truth in taxation, it gives you the extension.
Yes, I understand. Those are all lumped together. And my question was going to be...
Yeah, but the increase is not based... the calculation of the increase is not based on the levy. The calculation is based on the increase in the extension.
Okay, so my question was going to be, as you break down what you're levying for the individual amount that you submitted under the general road fund, and I believe you did one under equipment and building, road and bridge, equipment and building. What areas were you planning, or where did you increase by the $150,000?
I think it was 200. I added, I think, I don't have it in front of me, and I'm sorry. I didn't know it was a Zoom meeting a little while ago, and I generally go to the office and grab this. But as I recall, there was a $200,000 increase in the road maintenance.
So the increase is strictly...
I pretty much put the increase into the road maintenance. I think I lowered from last year
my equipment and building. That's lower than last year. As I recall, I'm doing this from memory, and I added it to the road maintenance. Trying to catch up on some road maintenance.
Okay, well, and Mike, your paperwork actually says that your increase is $149,890,000 from last year.
All right.
I have it in front of me just to clarify.
Okay.
It's mostly going to go, the increase is mostly going to go for road maintenance.
Yeah, that's the line item I increased. At least on the levy.
Okay.
You know, it'll reflect that in the budget.
Okay. I just wanted to know, you know, where you were going to distribute the increase, the, you know, the $149,890. Okay. And so I just also would like to make a statement that the road district levy, it must be adopted and filed with the county clerk before the last Tuesday in December. And so this consideration is of a timely manner for the board. I'm going to say, and I would ask the record to reflect this, I am, even though we have no ability to, as I understand it legally, we may not amend the commissioner's levy request. The board is not able to do that, and we must certify it. I am going to vote no just as a matter of, just position. I would like the clerk to include in the records that my statement for doing so is because I do believe that the commissioner's levy request with the increase is not necessary. It does reflect an increase higher than the CPI. Also, in light of the current state of his affairs with the village of Homer Glen, the village has also indicated it will levy a new tax of $1.5 million for these road services. So that is just a positional vote that I'm going to take just because of the circumstances. Is there anybody else that has any discussion or question on the commissioner's levy? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Trustee Kruzak?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Fian?
Yes.
Supervisor Myers?
No. For the reasons I previously stated and would like to be added to the record. All right, let us move on.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is Trustee Offer, did he vote?
He is not.
He's not on.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought I misheard.
No problem.
Okay, now, Supervisor Myers?
Yes?
Did I miss anything that you need to ask me about?
I did have some questions for the bills earlier, but before we go to that, I just want to clarify again that the motion did carry by a roll call vote of 3 in favor and 1 in opposition. So the levy has been approved. I did, Mike, have a couple questions on, and let me go ahead and find those again now, on your bills. Just 2. Okay. So the one question was for expenditures to the big blue box, we are showing 2 20-foot standard containers, and it's saying off-site. And I was just wanting to know what these boxes are for and where are they located.
They're not off-site, they're on-site. And when we started remodeling the basement, where we put the offices, where we built everything, everything that was in there went into the containers to be held until we opened the new storage building.
Okay, so it's just storage for the possessions.
Tires, mostly. There's tires, metal, tire changing equipment.
I don't care.
They're all on site.
It's just, the bill was deceiving, and it's so you're basically just storing items while you're doing remodeling.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, very good. And then the other question I have, there were expenditures under White Line Construction. I assume you went out to bid on this project. It was
White Line is our one to bid for the concrete this year.
Right, the sidewalk, curb, and gutter.
Yes.
Okay. And I do know that you have or that the bill, let's say that, has identified the portion of putting the sidewalks in front of the Homer Township office and then the library. And then it says various locations, Homer Glen. Does that include in front of the village of Homer Glen, or is that just anywhere in Homer Glen?
No, that was, I bid it twice. And the reason I bid it twice, because we had two big projects. We had one big project that we knew was going to be so many feet of sidewalk and so many feet of curb. So we bid that with the hopes of getting a larger contractor that would do that, because it was concentrated in one area. And then we put a second bid out for all the rest of the concrete work we did that was spread out along the village, because that's difficult to do, and most contractors don't want to bid on that. So I broke it down into two bids in an effort to get favorable numbers.
Okay, so let me see, just let me verify I understand you correctly. So the first item on the bill says various location Homer Glen for $20,008. Mm-hmm. That would be spread out throughout the territory of the village of Homer Glen, not specific, right?
No, that's throughout all of our area that we do, Homer Glen and Homer Township.
Okay.
In other words, when we repair a driveway, we need concrete, or we do a sewer and we need concrete, or we touch a curb and we need concrete. All those little repairs that go throughout
So that's kind of a miscellaneous. And then it shows sidewalk, curb, and gutter for Homer Township, which is $11,628. I'm assuming that's the sidewalk in front of our office.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I don't have the bill in front of me.
And then we're showing library / Homer for $26,702. I'm assuming that's the sidewalk in front of the library.
Yes.
Does that include stuff for Homer Glen's?
No, there's no real Homer Glen stuff there. I don't know why
that.
That's just the sidewalk.
I just wanted to make sure.
Between Homer Glen and the township, nothing more.
Okay, very good. And what was the purpose of the sidewalk again?
Just to extend the sidewalk, you know, through the community. I mean, it was the time to do it. I just thought it was the best thing to do. The library had been asking for it for a while, because many of their patrons, when they do big events, park in the village.
Okay. So to connect the village and the library, and then we had a sidewalk connecting the library and the township, but you wanted one along the roadside, as I recall from our previous discussion.
Yes.
Okay, very good. That's the end of my questions. Does anybody, since the commissioner is now here, have any other questions for the commissioner?
I apologize for being late.
No problem, Mike. No problem. Yeah, we can only do our best. We emailed everybody letting them know that, you know, due to the COVID restrictions, meeting, you know, numbers are down, and so we had to do it. We had to resort back to the Zoom meeting, so I understand. Not a problem. Again, if there's nothing else for Mike, let's resume the normal order of our agenda, please. Go ahead.
No, I said I'm good.
Okay, very good. Okay, so again, I have nothing from the assessor. We would move on to the clerk, Kathy Kruzek's report.
Okay, your FOIA tracker report for November 2020 is enclosed. As far as minutes go, I'm looking for a motion to approve the November 9th, 2020 regular board meeting minutes.
Do we hear such a motion?
I'll make that motion.
So we have a motion from Kalis to approve the regular November
29th,
board meeting?
Yes, our regular board meeting minutes.
Do I hear a second?
Yeah, I'm a second.
We have a second from Fionn. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Well, yeah, one thing from me. Is it for November and September, or is it just November that we're voting on right now?
Right now, we are only voting on the November 9th regular board meeting.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Trustee Kalis.
Yes.
Trustee Fionn.
Yes.
Supervisor Myers.
Yes.
Trustee Kruzek.
Yes.
Motion carries. Then the next item, sorry, Kathy, I'm jumping in your spot.
Yes, you are. Okay, the next item, September 29th, 2020, special meeting closed executive session. I'm looking for a motion to approve with or without release.
I'll make a motion to approve without release, Trustee Kalish.
Do we have a second?
Trustee Fiano, give a second.
All right, so a motion by Kalish, second by Fian, to approve without release. Will the clerk call the roll, please?
Trustee Cruzek.
Yes.
Trustee Kalish.
Yes.
Supervisor Myers.
Yes.
Trustee
motion
Fian.
Carries. Oops, sorry.
Do I get a vote?
Yes, Trustee Fian, please, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Trustee Fian.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
All right, now the motion carries.
Okay, and then we have November 9th, 2020, executive closed session minutes. I need a motion to approve with or without release.
Do I hear such a motion?
Trustee Fian will make that motion without release.
To approve without release by Fian.
Trustee Cruzek will second.
Second by Cruzek. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Supervisor Myers.
Yes.
Trustee Fian.
Yes.
Trustee Kalish.
Yes.
Trustee Cruzek.
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, so we have the semi-annual review of closed executive session minutes, evaluating consent of public release. They are May 13th, 2019, previously approved minutes but not released. I need a motion to restrict or release.
I'll make a motion to restrict.
I'll second.
So we have a motion by Cruzek and a second by Kalish. Will the clerk call the roll, please, to approve or to restrict the release?
Trustee Fian.
Yes.
Trustee Cruzek.
Yes.
Trustee Kalish.
Yes.
Supervisor Myers.
Yes. Motion carries.
All right, the public notice of 2021 township meeting schedule. The annual notice of the 2021 Township Board and Committee meeting schedules have been publicly posted as required by law. Copies have been provided for the board and are posted on the Township's newly renovated website. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Kathy. All right, let's go on to the supervisor's report. We're going to begin with the administration portion. We have been progressing with the CDBG programs and the water main improvements at the Lockport Heights Sanitary District and subdivision. The bid openings did occur on November 30th. There were six bids submitted. The bids were assessed by V3 Engineering Firm and tabulated. V3 is recommending that Conley Excavation submitted the lowest qualified responsible bid in the amount of $362,793.50. And I am calling for a motion from the board to provide me, the supervisor, with the authority to accept the Conley Excavation bid as recommended to be the lowest qualified responsible bid on the project.
Trustee Kalish will make that motion to accept.
Okay, I have a motion by Kalish. Do I hear a second?
Fiano, second.
Second by Fian. Will the clerk call any discussion? Okay, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Supervisor Myers.
Yes.
Trustee Fian.
Yes.
Trustee Cruzek.
Yes.
Trustee Kalish.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries. Now, I also have to remind you that the bidder contract cannot begin until after the funding becomes available. and the township received that notice to proceed from Will County. Of course, this is all in compliance with the federal regulations with the CDBG grant. So just we're kind of like, you know, we have the bidding done, but we can't really move forward until the paperwork moves forward and we receive a notice to proceed. As far as the CARES Act and Local Government Assistance Act and grant funding, as you were made aware, we have been actually putting in applications for reimbursement for expenditures. Staff was able to compile records and receipts and stuff, and two applications for the coronavirus expenditures reimbursements were submitted, totaling $10,000. We have been notified that both applications have been deemed eligible for reimbursement, and the allocations set aside for Homer Township are now depleted. Apparently, for each township, the county is administering this grant, and they established a predetermined set-aside amount for each township. I believe maybe they all, but for sure, we were $10,000. So we anticipate receiving payments soon. They've submitted it to their accounts payable. So that's good news. And then the township website has finally gone live. And yes, I know it was a long time coming. I would like to refute some social media posts that we've been paying our IT specialists thousands of dollars every month to do this. That's not true. And the reality of it is this started under the task force led by our clerk, Lindsay Soa, and we did have a delay because of her resigning. And our new clerk has done a fabulous job leading a team in working together. We had to transfer over all of our old data and documents. We tried to make it more user-friendly. I think they've done a wonderful job. It will continue to be a work in progress. We are able, since our old technical stuff was so old, there was broken links, there were a lot of things we couldn't do to make it more user-friendly or to make it more presentable, and so now we are able to do that, and we are able for the most part to make changes internally instead of having an IT professional do it for us. So I hope you've all had a chance to take a look at it, and I know we've sent you several versions before it went live, but I hope you're pleased, and we hope that this better serves the public. And thank you very much, Kathy and staff, for your hard work. It was a lot of extra work transferring over everything. I believe everything is up and functional. Going to the PACE, okay, so you may recall last month, we're working on actually two PACE projects. So we're continuing to work with PACE for the enhancement of our senior and special needs transportation program. We are in the process, as has been previously approved by the board, to lease a vehicle that we can offer expanded services. And that has been a long process through PACE, but also because of COVID, a lot of the administrative functions in PACE have been shut down. There's nobody working in the offices and stuff. We do have an application that's signed and ready to go for this lease program, but we're really at PACE's mercy. What I'm asking you for tonight is our annual renewal of the PACE Central Will Dial-A-Ride program sponsorship of the township. As you will know, for many, many years, the township has been sponsoring this cooperative program that does provide services to seniors and special needs within our community. Originally, the road district was funding this, and when the road district decided to discontinue that, the township board picked up that expenditure and continues to renew the lease annually. This is the annual renewal, which you get most every year, and there's been no changes provided to the services. And so at this point, I would call for a motion directing the supervisor to execute the agreement.
Trustee Kalis will make that motion.
We have a motion by Kalis. Do I hear a second?
Kruzek will second.
Kalis second by Kruzek. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, I just got a quick question.
This is for the current service.
Correct. It is for the service that we have been providing in co-op. We have a cooperative agreement with several
towns. Right. Yeah, I just wanted to be sure. Okay. That's all I had.
Okay, very good. Yes, that's our annual renewal. It's nothing new, and it's something that we've been funding, as I said, for a while. Okay, if there's no further discussion, I will ask the clerk to call the roll, please.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Fian?
Yes.
Supervisor Myers?
Yes.
Trustee Kruzek?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. I've also presented you we've been receiving a lot more consistently from PACE, the cost summaries and the monthly ridership reports, and it does look like the usage has started to increase, or at least it had. Don't forget, the reports are behind in time, so that was a good thing because ridership was extremely low. So it's moving back to normal. Then I would like to go on to the financial and the accounting portion of my report. We are very proud to once again be able to recommend to the board the abatement of any property taxes for the senior housing bond. I believe that through our management styles and through the rents received, we have sufficient funds to not levy a property tax for those expenditures. So our bond council does require a certain procedure for this to be followed every year, and we're going to move into that, and just please bear with us. So I'm going to read out. The township supervisor announces that the township has funds lawfully available to pay the principal of or interest of the township's $2,365,000 general obligation refunding bonds, alternate revenue source, series 2012A, dated June 14th, 2012, the bonds in the amended bond order dated January 13th, 2015, in a sum equal to the annual levy of certain ad valorem property taxes pledged to the amount of the bonds due in 2020, and that the township shall direct the deposit of such funds into the bond fund as defined in the ordinance of the township authorizing the bonds for payment of principal and interest on the bonds. And I am presenting the ordinance, and it is required that the ordinance be read in full by the township clerk, Kathy Kruzek. Kathy, please proceed.
Okay, ordinance number HT 2020-1214-ORD1. An ordinance abating a portion of taxes heretofore levied to pay principal of interest on certain general obligation refunding bonds, series 2012A of Homer Township, Will County, Illinois. Whereas the Township Board of Homer Township, Will County, Illinois, by an ordinance adopted on the ninth day of April 2012, including the bond order dated May 18, 2012, and amended January 13, 2015, collectively, the ordinance did provide for the issue of the bonds of the township and the levy of a direct annual tax sufficient to pay principal and interest on the bonds. And whereas on the 31st day of May 2012, duly certified copies of the ordinance were filed in the office of the county clerk of the county of Will, Illinois. And whereas the township has covenanted not to abate the 2020 pledge taxes from the pledge revenues unless or to the extent the township board shall have determined by a resolution duly adopted by the affirmative vote of the township board and supported by a statement from a certified public accountant or from the township supervisor that the pledge revenues with respect to the bonds in connection with the levy of taxes has determined that the pledged revenues projected to be received during the period in connection with such levy of taxes in respect of such bonds are on the deposit in the bond fund and are sufficient to pay when due the principal of interest on the bonds during such period and to maintain the 1.25 coverage requirements in connection with the alternate bond. And whereas If the conditions of the previous preamble are met, the township board or the officers of the township acting with proper authority shall direct the deposit of such funds into the bond and in and by proceeding or action shall direct the abatement of the pledged taxes by such amount, and proper notification of such abatement shall be filed with the county clerk in a timely manner to effect such abatement. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the Township Board of Homer Township, Will County, Illinois, as follows. Section 1. The statement of the Township Supervisor of the Township, as required by the ordinance prior to any abatement, is hereby accepted by the Township Board and made part hereof. Section 2. The pledged taxes heretofore levied in the ordinance for 2020 for the bond shall be abated as follows. Year 2020. Amount levied, $187,100. Amount to be abated, $187,100. Remainder of tax to be extended, zero. Section 3. Forthwith, upon the adoption of this ordinance, the Township Clerk of the Township Board shall file a certified copy of hereof with the County Clerk, and it shall be the duty of the County Clerk for the year 2020 to abate the taxes heretofore levied in and for the year 2020 for the bonds as shown in here and above in Section 2. Section 4. This ordinance shall be in full force and effect forthwith upon its adoption. Adopted December 14th, 2020. That concludes.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. At this time, I would entertain a motion, and please, whoever makes the motion, please read the motion as written on the agenda.
Council make that motion to adopt ordinance HT2020-1214-0RD1.
Okay. The motion directing the deposit of sufficient funds to the bond fund, the abatement of the pledged taxes, and the proper notification of such abatement to be filed with the county clerk in a timely manner. Do I hear a second? We have a motion by Kalis.
Kruzak will second.
Okay, so we have Kalis and Kruzak. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Trustee Kruzak?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Fian?
Yes.
Supervisor Myers?
Yes. And I just want to say thank you, but also thank you to our staff, to our residents and the senior housing. You know, we're just very, very pleased with the program and that we are able to abate the taxes for the bond, and that the rents and the good management and maintenance has been able to keep this a very viable program. And it does serve a purpose. We have a robust waiting list, and everybody is very, very happy with the services that they're receiving. So that kudos goes to everybody. This isn't just the board. It's a compilation of everybody working together for the good of the community. I'd like to go on to our facilities management and property facilities and property management. Morris Park, as you recall, we discussed and the board had made some additional recommendations for the collaboration with MI Homes. Those recommendations were provided to Upland Design, who incorporated them into our document. The document was updated and submitted to MI Homes, and the board has been provided with the most current copy. Looks like we're moving, you know, forward positively, and it would be very exciting. I know the board has been wanting to do the updating and restoration of Morris Park for a long time. This could really facilitate things, especially with the potential to add water and sewer to the site and increase the property size and get some contributions from the developer as they develop around there. So it's very, very exciting process, and again, we will work to get additional funds, maximize funds for the project through the grants as you previously approved. I would like to say the sad part is that unfortunately we've had a very rash uptick in vandalism occurring out at the park, And the concession stand seems to be the target. It just, between, you know, our previous insurance and police reports, the doors, now, unfortunately, we had a concrete-type material counter that was busted off. Very difficult, takes a lot of time to do that. Again, we have put in a claim with the insurance and notified the police, but it's just very, very sad that there is this level of vandalism occurring out at the property. The next report is on the senior housing facility, and just to let you know that all the rental payments and the lease agreements are current. We did have one unit that became available for rent. Staff followed the established protocol for notifying all potential applicants who are on the waiting list. Three parties did make application for the unit, and it was awarded to the eligible applicant who had been on the waiting list the longest amount of time, and they were notified, and they will begin the lease as of January 1st. As long as the applicants reach the criteria for being able to rent the units, then we go down to who's been on the list the longest, and that's how this works out. So we're back, as of January 1st, we'll be back to full capacity. There's still a lot of projects. I've reported on them monthly. Capital improvement projects that are pending availability of materials due to the coronavirus backlogs. Again, it looks like the commercial grade air conditioning units won't happen till spring. There's also been a delivery delay in the dump truck, as reported previously. We have nothing to update us that it's moving any faster. The permanent security enclosure or barrier on the reception counter in the administrative office. Although we are waiting for materials, we are moving forward. The proposals that have been put through, and as soon as the stuff comes in, we'll hopefully get that done. As far as the Town Center Park and Morris Park sports fields, the football field, well, the well and mechanical shed has been restored. That project has been completed. The one thing that will be pending for spring weather is very similar to what is the deal with the mechanical shed for the baseball. We would like the controls for the football lighting to also be mounted on the outside so that we can minimize access to the inside infrastructure and wells and electrical systems due to problems we've had in the past, but still allow the volunteers from the organizations to have access to the lighting. So that'll happen in the spring. But in the meanwhile, we need a final call for motion approving the expenditures for the plumbing and the paint materials that were used for the shed.
Kayla will make that motion.
Cruz, I go second.
Taylor, second by Kruzak. Any discussion? None. Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Trustee Fian?
Yes.
Supervisor Myers?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Kruzak?
Yes.
Motion carries. And it looks really good. I think both of the sheds look really good. It's really... I know that sometimes we aren't able to move as fast as others would like us to with some of the repairs and restorations we've been doing repeatedly, but again, we're not taking out a lot of loans, we're not overextending, we're getting a lot of these projects done little by little, but we are getting them done. As far as the baseball safety netting repairs, it's my understanding that the contractor was out at the site today, and I did not receive any updates, so I'm not able to give you any more information than that. And now, let us move on to the Township Committee and Liaison Report. Let's start with the Events Chairman, Trustee John Kruzak.
All right. Following the Governor's orders, the Governor has encouraged public bodies to postpone meetings that are unnecessary. So we have deemed our meetings, unfortunately, to be unnecessary at this point. So I do have no information, no whatchamacallit,
No report.
No report. Well, there you go.
There you go.
And no report.
You know, I do know, John, that the board had previously approved the annual event that the committee was supposed to do. And unfortunately, as has been announced repetitively, we're not able to, comply with those events under
absolutely
circumstances. So it makes sense that you really wouldn't have meetings or have much to report. And then the Open Space Planning and Operations Chairman Tom Feehan.
No report. Hopefully, we'll get after the first of the year, we'll be able to start having meetings since our information has all been approved, and we'll go from there.
You mean since the referenda was approved?
The referenda was passed for the second time, or at least approved for the second time. Hopefully, after the first of the year, we'll be able to start some planning.
Yes, we did kind of stall in committee on, moving forward until we were able to get some input from the public, and of course, different grants available now. A lot of things have changed from the original research that the committee was doing, so it will be nice to get back in there and start trying to update everything to current standards and see what we got available. Thank you, Tom. Park and Rec Chairman Ed Kalis.
Yes, thank you. There is basically no report, but I did receive an application to join the Parks and Rec Committee from Ken Marson. So I would like to nominate Ken Marson to be appointed to the Parks and Rec Committee starting immediately.
All right.
So I guess can I make the motion for that?
It really doesn't matter. We just need a I would say, why don't you let us do it, Ed? You've made the recommendation. I mean, you could make the motion, but you have recommended, and so I would like to make a motion to accept the chairman's nomination for appointment to the committee. Is there a second?
I will second. Trustee Kruzak will second.
All right, so we have a motion by Myers, second by Kruzak. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll? Except I would like to say one thing, and that is that I know that with the resignation of one of your committee members, you've been short for quorum, and so hopefully this will put you back, your committee back into a place that when the pandemic is under control, that you too can resume meetings, because we have a lot of projects, as you know, with Morris and some of the things we're working on. So it'll be exciting.
So I agree, and the sooner the better. So as soon as this gets lifted, we're ready to go.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do not have any information from Trustee Olford other than.
We got to do a roll call.
We got to do the roll call.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, you're right. Thank you. Will the clerk please call the roll for the appointment of Ken Marson to the Park and Recreation Committee? Thank you very much for reminding me.
Supervisor Myers.
Yes.
Trustee Feehan.
Yes.
Trustee Kalis.
Yes.
Trustee Kruzak.
Yes.
The motion carries. Thank you very much. All right, again, Trustee Olford is not participating in the meeting this evening. However, it is with heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of in the sudden passing of our committee member, Bob Schmidt. Bob was a wonderful man, very, very active in his community for a very long time. I mean, we're talking, 30, 40 years. He was a business owner of the previous Wheel Go Camping on 159th Street, really instrumental in the formation of at the time, the Homer Township Chamber of Commerce. He was quite the character. He was loved by many, and we will really miss Bob very, very much. I do not have any report from Karen because she was going to make her own report, and I don't want to botch anything up, but I do know that she is working with Meyer, has been working with Meyer Store for the annual Township Heroes, Helping Heroes. And they are planning to do things a little differently because of COVID, but I'm sure that she will update us and perhaps we can get something out on the website regarding this in the future. That being said, I have nothing under new business. I don't know if anybody has anything under new business that needs to be shared. Hearing none, I would go on to old business. And again, you know, basically just that our region, and especially in Will County, is in very, very high numbers. There's very, very good news out there concerning the potential for a vaccine being able to be distributed soon. I don't want to get into the politics of should you not, but I do know it's encouraging, and especially I speak on behalf of my 88-year-old father, who I am a caretaker for, and, you know, he misses his family, and he's very, very excited at the opportunity, hopefully very soon, to get the vaccine so that he can begin to socialize again. That being said, I don't believe we have any reason to go into executive session unless somebody would like to make a motion to do that. Hearing none, no motion. I would say that the next motion would be for an adjournment, but I think we would like to, as a board, wish our community the most Merry Christmas and a very healthy and happy New Year. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I will make that motion.
So we have a motion from Kruzak. Do I hear a second?
Kaylee, I'm a second.
All right, we're going to give it to CN this time because I think you both were the same. We'll even it out. We have a motion from Kruzak, a second by CN. It is now 8:02, according to my clock right here, and we are now officially adjourned. Thank you all.
After
very
we
much.
Vote.
Happy holidays.
After we vote. After we roll call.
Yes, roll call. Thank you, Miss. You know what, John, I think you should be doing this now. I think this should be you. Our clerk,
no.
Will you please call the roll, please?
Trustee Kruzak.
Yeah.
Trustee Kalis.
Yes.
Trustee Fian.
Yes.
Supervisor Myers.
Yes. Motion carries. We are adjourned at 8:02 p.m. Thank you and happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you.
Yes,
Cindy, you happy birthday and good night.
Ah, oh, thank you, you scoundrel.
That's right. Happy B-Day.
Guys, appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
I couldn't think of a better way to spend my birthday than here with all of you. Again, thanks
good
for
night.
That, guys. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.